You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome back, Silver and Black. Today, a Friday edition of our Odyssey podcast. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search Silver and Black today. Hit subscribe, put on the auto download, and then we love you. We appreciate it. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you subscribe there and hit the notifications bell. All right, back to Lee Steinberg. Absolutely. Again, Lee Steinberg is our guest. And Lee, we look at the entire quarterback market, and you just mentioned some of those big names. Of course, Tom Brady at almost 46 years old is out there. Some other big names, Aaron Rodgers. We don't know if he wants to stay in Green Bay. He's got a massive contract, and you look at that. When you look at the situation, particularly with Aaron Rodgers with a big contract number there, what do you see for him and Lamar Jackson? Lamar Jackson has now missed 10 games over two seasons. Does that bring his value down at all, or is that completely driven by the market and that won't matter when he's on the open market?
That's what I think, because we're not playing croquet here. This is not chess. Lamar Jackson didn't get injured at Club Med, or you know, or jumping off mountains. He got hurt. Look, that critical position, it is impossible to get too far in the playoffs. I mean, look at the quarterbacks who are left. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to get too far into the playoffs, and certainly not to the Super Bowl, without that franchise quarterback. And so I have no idea what's going on in Baltimore. I assume that what happened was that Lamar, who has no agent, is his own agent, looked at Deshaun Watson's contract. And probably what happened is Baltimore said, that's an aberration, too much money, too much guarantees, we can't do that. And he said, well, I'm the next quarterback up. And and I'm an MVP of the league. And there you go.
Yeah, incredible. What about Aaron Rodgers? What do you see for him? Because he has that large contracts number still there, and it looks like he's been lukewarm about talking back, going back to Green Bay. What do you see in his future and the possibilities for him?
Well, first of all, you'd assume he'd stay in Green Bay, because Aaron is very expressive and has been expressing a lot of different feelings, but you know, that team started to get lively at the end again. They went through early struggles and they did not make the playoffs. So he wouldn't love that, but what a major, Tom Brady did it, but what a major adjustment to have played your entire career in one place. And now you're going to go leave for one. It's a new system. It's a new everything else. So I wouldn't be surprised if Aaron stayed in Green Bay. But look, that's one of the three, four best quarterbacks in football. If that's the type of person the Raiders are looking at, they're in good shape.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gonna shape up to be an interesting offseason. It always is with so much going on and the fight to get that franchise quarterback. Because like you said, most important position on the field if you want to go deep in the playoffs, as we're seeing with the teams you mentioned. Lee, listen, we appreciate you spending time with us today, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you on down the line. Thanks again.
I remember now, there's only one team that I have ever owned season tickets for. So you get all the stuff. I started with the Raiders when I was in law school up at Berkeley and kept my season tickets.
Nice.
Through Oakland, Los Angeles. I don't have them now, but I've got a Raider heart.
Oh, that's good to know. I did not know that. And it's interesting because Las Vegas, I mean, last year was obviously a tough year. The year before that, they made a nice run after all of the Gruden disaster to make the playoffs. And then this year, I think people's expectations were really, really high and they didn't pan out. So we had there was a lot of visiting fans inside Allegiant Stadium. But as you know, being a season ticket holder for the Raider fans, it doesn't matter if they're 0-17 or 17-0. The passion is always there, isn't it?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, I'll tell you one more story.
Sure.
So in those early years, I'm sitting at the top row of the entire stadium. But it's on about the 40-yard line, so it's pretty good. And there was a young red-haired guy who sat next to me for some of those years, and his name was Mark, and he now owns the Raiders.
Mark Davis was right next to you, huh?
Yes.
Did he have the same haircut back then?
No.
No. Okay.
His hair was longer.
Ah, okay. That's right. Too much. Lee, listen, we appreciate your knowledge on all of this. It's so great. And again, we'll talk to you soon down the line, and we appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
All right. Take care. All right, there you have it. Lee Steinberg, super agent. Interesting stuff there. What he said about Derek Carr, first of all, very enlightening about how it could have ended better. I've been asking that question. Nobody's giving me an answer. He gave me an answer coming from an agent. Coordinated announcement. There you go. So I'm good with that. I think then it's a fair criticism to say the team could have handled it better. No doubt about it. So there you go. And then the market overall for quarterbacks. So Derek Carr, a trade. It sounded like Lee said, listen, it can happen. It all depends if the player and the agent want to take the risk of going on the open market and thinking in a crowded field of free agents if he can get the money. So very, very interesting. But we hope you appreciated that. Just a quick Friday conversation on this show. Thank you guys for joining us. Mo and I will be back next week on Tuesday. We'll talk a little bit about the playoffs and the latest in Raiders news. For my producer, David Stepanian, and for Mo Moten, I am Scott Colbranson. This has been Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey original podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your audio. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next time.